Weiter sagt der Heilige Mishnah, Masechet Meister Sheni, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph. A Maitzi Kli, if someone finds a Keli, because of Aleph, and it's written on the Keli, the letter Kuf. And that's a remez, that it's a carbon. In other words, it's Hegdish. It's a simon that either the Keli or what's in the Keli is Hegdish, according to the Sheetis that we learned in the previous Mishnah. And if you forgot what we learned in the previous Mishnah, let me quickly remind you. By a Kli Cheres, we assume the Keli is Chulin, what's inside is Hegdish, if it's a metal Keli, according to the Yehuda. The Keli is Hegdish, what's inside is Chulin, and according to the Chachamim, even what's inside is Hegdish, because people don't put Chulin, say the Chachamim, in a Hegdish Keli. Vaitra says the Mishnah, if you had the letter Mem on a Keli, is a Simen, this is Maiser Sheni. Now in this case, there's no difference between Kli Cheres or other Keli, because you can put Maiser Sheni into any kind of a Keli. That people did. Didn't donate pottery to Hegdish, but you can put Maaser Sheni into Kli Cheres. That was common. As far as the Keli itself is concerned, says the Derech HaMunah, no, that's not Hegdish. Dalid, if you have a Dalid on a Keli, that's a remez, that what's inside this Keli, Demai. Peiris that were purchased from Am Aretz that are Aser B'Yachila Midrabaner until you separate Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. Tess, if there's a Tess on the Keli, that's a remez, that it's Tevel. Tavu means Paris, that no Trumas Emaises were taken from it. And Tuf, if there's a Tuf on the Keli, that's a remes for Truma. Be careful, it's Truma. A non-Kayan can't eat it. And a Kayan has to eat it when he's Tohar only. Now, what's with the letters? Why can't people just write it out? Why do they have to just write a Kuf? Spell it out. It's a carbon, it's nice or shiny. Zakta Mishnah, Shebashasa Sakana, meaning when they were geyser not to fulfill mitzvahs, Hayakaisvin Tuf, Tachas Truma. They would write the word Tuf instead of Truma. We don't have to mean the Truma. The same is true as says the Taisus Yamta for all the other things. So is the Mishnah only talking about a Shasa Sakana? Says the Mishnah Rishayna. Once they got used to writing, let's say Tuf for Truma, could be it stayed that way, even when it wasn't a Sakana. Rabbi Yossi says, Kulam, all these letters, Shmais B'nei Adamim, they're names of people. For example, says the Batanur, the Kuf is Kahas. The Dalid, that's Daniel. The Tes, Tuvia. It's all Chulin. The purpose of these letters is to let you know that this Keli belongs to either Kahas, Daniel, or Tuvia. Not that the Peir is inside or anything other than Chulin. Not only that, says Rabbi Yossi, not only would I tell you that a Tuf doesn't mean it's Truma, but Omer Rabbi Yossi, a fill of Matzah Chavis, let's say he finds a barrel, Himalaya pears, it's full of pears, and it's written on the barrel, Truma. It's spelled out, Truma. Hare Elu Chulin. The pears here have a chazaka of Chulin. Why? Shani Aymer, because I could say that Eshtaket, last year, Himalaya pears Truma was full of pears Truma, Pina, and he emptied the Chavis and filled it up with pears Chulin. Who says that the pears now are the Truma pears? The Rabbanan say no. If he took out the Truma, he would have scratched off the word Truma over here. Wouldn't have left the word Truma there. Says about Tanura, the Allah is not like Rabbi Yossi. So Chazak over Mishnah, if you find a Keli and there's a Kuf on it, that means what's inside is a carbon. If there's a Mem on it, it means Maaser Sheni. By the way, who says Maaser Sheni? Maybe it's Maaser Rishon or Maaser Ani. The answer is, as you can see here in the Taisus Anshei Sham, Tiferes Yisrael also discusses it, you're allowed to eat Maaser Rishon or Maaser Ani. Anyone can eat it. There's no kedusha in the actual Maaser Rishon or Maaser Ani. One thing is, it belongs to someone else. It may belong to the Levium, to the poor people. But for that, people don't usually write anything on the Keli. If someone writes something on the Keli, it's like, caution, look out, this is Maaser Sheni. You can't eat it outside of Yerushalayim. And you have to eat it when you're tar. Okay, Dalid, that's Demai. Demai, of course, are payers that are purchased from Am Aretz, that are also Mechilim Adrabana. Till you separate Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. It's interesting, in Masechtas Yevamis, it says over there the Dalid is Demua. Demua means a mixture of Truma. Truma and Cholin, and you don't have 100 times the amount of Cholin to be Mevatel the Truma, that's called Demua. Tess is Tevel, Tuf is Truma. So why don't they just write it out? And the answer is, it was a time of Sakana. You weren't allowed to fulfill mitzvah, so they wrote these simonim, so that the enemy shouldn't chap that these are mitzvahs. Rabbi Yossi says these are all names of people. Letters are names of people. Kuf is Kahas, Dalet is Daniel, Tes is Tovia, Sol Chula. Not only that, says Rabbi Yossi, even if you find a Chavius, which is full of Peiris, and you have the word Truma completely written on it, I can still assume that the Peiris are Becheskas Chulin, because it could be last year it had Truma Peiris on it, and he already took it out. But the Ritual told us that the Halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi.